Thank you. Good morning. Distinguished guests, fellow veterans, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's Veterans Day celebration. Veterans Day, though known as different titles throughout our nation's history, was born from the end of the Great War. World War I was a war that was believed to be the war to end all wars, and the Great War, because of the unmatched hostile nature of the conflict. The hostilities of World War I ended at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. It is an honor to speak to you on the 100th anniversary of that armistice. Since the war to end all wars, there have been many conflicts, ranging from small skirmishes to full-scale invasions for a variety of reasons. We're gathered here today to commemorate not the wars, but the people who fought them. According to the Pew Research Center, veterans account for less than 10% of the adult population in the United States. Federal lawmakers who send these Americans to war comprise 20% of senators and 19% of representatives who served in the armed forces. Based on these numbers, there are very few Americans who serve to protect the freedoms we all enjoy. Saying thank you for your service has become the socially acceptable way of showing appreciation to our veterans. I can tell you from my standpoint, it makes me feel awkward. Now, I don't purport to speak for all veterans because we all join for different reasons and we have different experiences while serving. I joined the armed service for a variety of reasons, but the primary reason was to serve my nation. When I hear thank you for your service, I don't consider my service as significant as others who gave the ultimate sacrifice or those who were ridiculed for their service. When I returned from the first Gulf War, my uncle, who served in Vietnam, told me he was thankful that America finally got homecomings right. When he said that, I felt as though I received appreciation I did not deserve. Most combat veterans will likely feel uncomfortable being the center of attention in any circumstance. I am comfortable just knowing the work we did overseas with honorable people achieved success in many ways. Shortly after parachuting into Iraq in 2003, my Ranger company was moving through the middle of the night to provide support to one of our sister companies. They were decisively engaged with Iraqi counter-special operations forces. During our night patrol, we traveled through a corridor of fire that was attempting to destroy us. During our movement, I remember seeing a flash of light in the distance through my green-tinted night vision device. This flash was not the same as the other fire that was around us. About 10 minutes after seeing that flash, we received a call over the radio. Another Ranger company had a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device detonating, killing three of our Rangers. These Rangers were conducting an interdiction mission when a vehicle pulled near their positions. When the vehicle came to a stop, a female was pushed out of the vehicle with a baby in her hands, screaming words that the Rangers could not understand. It was apparent that the woman and child were in distress, so the Rangers approached to help. As they got closer, the vehicle detonated the explosive device, killing the two males inside the vehicle, the woman, her baby, and our three Rangers. Many in our society think we only serve our own citizens. However, my friends died trying to protect two humans they did not know from a country that did not want them there. To me, their selfless service defines one of the many reasons we veterans serve. I've heard the argument that serving in other countries doesn't protect our freedoms here, since we don't have invaders ruthlessly changing the way our country operates. That argument is partially accurate. I believe we don't have invading armies partly because we would rather play the away game, not the home game. I won't go into what is considered a just or an unjust war, but I will tell you that projecting the United States military power overseas has probably prevented the home game more than we can imagine. Though veteran families don't deploy as their service members do, their sacrifice cannot be downplayed. Whether the service member is married or single, any deployment is a strain on their family. These families spend countless hours worrying about the safety of their loved ones. They will send care packages to bring a little bit of home to their service member who is far away. This support is so critical to our morale because it keeps us focused on what matters, especially when we are active participants to the horrors of war. When their service member returns, these family members attempt to help them return to a normal life. However, life can never be normal again after seeing what we have seen and doing what we have had to do. Because of our veterans, we all benefit from the many sacrifices they made. The benefits of their service outlast their service. Many of them continue to serve their communities and civic organizations, clubs, and other activities who help others who cannot help themselves or some who just need a little assistance. I am proud to serve among their ranks and consider all of them my brothers and sisters. Thank you for coming to celebrate these honorable men and women who fought to keep our right to peacefully assemble here today. Thank you to the military families who supported and continue to support their veterans. From one veteran to another, thank you to those who continue to serve our great nation here and abroad. Finally, thank you to God for keeping us safe when we could not keep ourselves safe, and for taking care of our friends who are no longer here among our ranks. For greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. May God bless you, all veterans, and the United States of America. Rangers lead the way.